Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Automatic Lover and Helena. That was your number one most played song in 2024 on Max Inc. Radio.
Is bravo.
Crazy. Hey, folks, how you doing? Welcome to Max Inc. Original local music from Wisconsin. I'm joined in the studio here tonight by three awesome people from Automatic Lover. We got Brett here. We got Urel. We got Joey B. Banks. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping in tonight. Hey, let's talk about Automatic Lover, because you all were a band that exploded on the scene last year here in Madison, and we love it. Atwood Fest was kind of the main big show that where everybody, that had been a great experience for you. Get up on stage on the Clydesdale Field stage and see the sea of people while you're performing to them.
Yeah, it was a great time. We worked really hard to get up to that point. We had only a couple shows before that.
It was hot.
It was really hot.
It's always hot at right. Atwood Fest.
I was melting.
Urel, what are you guys working on these days? Automatic Lover, what are you cooking for 2025?
We have some shows coming up. We are playing actually Thursday. It's Thursday, February 8th at Gamma Ray here in Madison.
And we're going to talk about that show more in detail in just a couple of minutes. I understand you guys might be writing and possibly recording some new music soon.
Yeah, actually, we are in the middle of some recordings already. However, we are making some new tunes with our new drummer, which is Joey Banks.
And what was that like, in the search of the new drummer? What was the search? How did Joey B. Banks and Automatic Lover connect? What was that story?
Well, we needed a drummer to fill in for Atwood Fest. And our last drummer had some other things going on. And Joey worked out great. He learned the songs It was crazy how quickly he learned the songs. And then we had a couple more shows after that he filled in for. And then our original drummer couldn't do it anymore. So we asked him, and thankfully he said, yeah.
We were meant to be.
Yes.
Because I think we asked like 10 different people, and all 10 different people, they mentioned their first top like choice was Joey. Mr. Joey Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Joey B. Banks.
Joey, the music is definitely your wheelhouse. You had to be pretty excited to join this band.
Yeah, I was. Actually, the music was obviously a big part of joining the group. The Latin aspect of it, and the fusion, Latin fusion aspect of it, the Latin funk and pop fusion. That there's just a lot of cool styles that I don't get to do with anybody else that I get to do with this band. And it's real fun, energy. It's original, which is great. It's great to be in an original band and do original music that people love to hear. Yeah. It's got great energy, and songs are well written, and I love playing with these guys.
Who else is in the band, and what do they do? What's the lineup of Automatic Lover right now?
We have in sax Nick Bartel, trombone Jamie Camber, trumpet Mike Bowman, keyboards Matthew Rife, guitar player Shannon Galligan, here with us Brett Farry, on bass, Joey B. Banks drums, and myself, Yuri Lopez, singing.
And you bring one heck of a strong stage presence. Yes, I know so. I've seen you guys play three times. And that's the part of the fun about seeing Automatic Lover, is because you bring the show to the front. You don't play a musical instrument up front, but or you do sometimes.
I'm going to. I'm going to be playing guitar in a couple of songs and some percussions, minor percussions, but that's it.
That's like, new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be doing that soon.
He's not giving it all to you, right? He's saving some, you know. He's quite an instrumentalist and musician. So.
Yeah, we have a few like plans going on, and putting some like maybe some turntables or something, or like a scratching DJing and the live shows. Let's see.
Yeah, for the EDM segment.
Yeah.
That's the ever important EDM that brings the kids in, right? Joey, how many how many drumming projects are you in now? About 14, 17?
Yeah, I would like to preface that my answer with saying that everything I'm doing, I love doing, and I'm only doing what I want to do. So with that said,
you're living a life.
It's great to Steely Dane. Obviously, my bands, the Funky JBs and the JB3s, Automatic Lover, Play Machine. I'm still hanging on to the Thieves. We're still hanging in there. After 40 years of being a band, that group will probably be doing a couple shows this summer.
Nice.
Really good, man.
And I'm in a Jimi Hendrix tribute with Dennis Shepard from Steely Dane called Up From the Skies.
No kidding.
We're actually playing this weekend.
Who's playing guitar?
Dennis Shepard.
Really?
Dennis Shepard and Kurt Bauer and Todd Phipps. It's a quartet. Oh. And we do four albums of Jimmy material.
No kidding.
And this is our second time playing at this Pet Skull Brewing Company on Saturday up in Manitowoc. So I'm in Oshkosh with Steely at the Grand Theater Friday, and then scoot up to Manitowoc on Saturday to play with them.
What's the name of that Jimi Hendrix?
Up From the Skies.
Up From the Skies.
The Music of Jimi Hendrix.
I like that. I got to check that out.
Yeah. It's a cool song, too. It's a song. It's a song played with brushes, actually.
Nice.
It's a real cool little jazzy kind of tune. So check it out.
Love Hendrix. Definitely check that out. And another band that's brand new that we're going to talk about that in the show. We're also going to play a song from Play Machine in just a couple of minutes. Now, this is a new band, Joey, of yours. Talk about this.
It's really a collaborative producer effort that I'm doing with Brian Liston. So we're both writing songs together, and the bulk of the tunes that we've been performing recently are mostly songs that he's created and allowed me to drum on. But it's just a duo, and so we do a lot of produced music, and I have the headphones on with the click track going, and the sequences are going, and backing tracks and stuff like that. But it's again really real fun original music that kind of bridges, has a wide range of, it's more like art pop meets EDM basically, because we do all of it.
And
it's original, and again, it's fun. We do little video segments behind our show too, because Brian is a big video head. He's a video, his studio is a sound and video studio, Clutch Studios. So,
the mighty Clutch Studio. We're going to play the song Blanket here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And this is brand new. It has it in, it's not officially released yet, is it?
It's released, and there's a video that goes along with it that's on YouTube. You can check out. But yeah, it's been released.
And Play Machine, any plans to play some EPs or get some albums rolling here soon?
Yeah. Actually, we're working on some original stuff right now, and definitely working on trying to get something released soon within the year.
Awesome. And in the meantime, Automatic Lover and Play Machine, you guys are playing a few shows together. The one you just mentioned, URL, is Saturday, February 8th in Madison here at the Gamma Ray Bar.
Yes.
Yes, not Thursday.
Here in
Saturday.
The neighborhood.
Saturday.
Here in the neighborhood.
Just up the hill. That's a great little venue. Have you played there yet or no?
Not yet. It's going to be our first time.
I haven't played there yet.
I played there with Gabe Berdulis, actually. For his Christmas homecoming show. The day after somebody's heart attack. I arrived with those drums on the stage still from the night before, so
that had been a little awkward for you.
It was
because you and Rocker go way back, you know.
Well, we go back a few decades,
just a few. So anyway, that show is happening Saturday, February 8th at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's gonna be a fun show. Automatic Lover, Play Machine. Anybody else on the bill for that one?
No, it's just us.
It's just us.
And we've been, you know, for me, it's you know, two new bands I'm playing with, and the drum setup is similar, and I'm using electronics, and it's kind of a hybrid kit with electronics and acoustic mixed and with both groups. So it's kind of cool to have that opportunity to play with both bands, and kind of we're both kind of getting out there at the same time and trying to develop a fan base and get people to our shows. So it's kind of really a new beginning for both groups.
I think it's been fun just supporting each other too.
Yeah, like, you absolutely.
Know, we're both doing original music and we're just having a great time doing it. So
that's what it's all about, is having a good time. And I appreciate, personally, I'll appreciate the original music. And then a month later, March 7th, you guys are heading down to Chicago, playing at Reggie's down there.
Yeah.
Great venue in Chicago. Yep. And bringing the dance party to Chi-Town.
Yeah. I think, I book bands and I have relationships with some venues. So, I just kind of try to push what I believe in and what I want to do into those venues. And and also it's getting some Madison representation in Chicago, you know, a stream of Madison artists into that venue specifically, which is a pretty high level venue for Chicago. And it's hard for Chicago people to get into that venue, let alone people outside of the 125 mile radius. So we're gonna play there. Hopefully we can have a regular, you know, quarterly kind of thing going on there and then expand from there. But Reggie's is super cool. We're playing in the Music Shack.
Nice.
And if you're in Chicago, if you want to take a road trip and come check out some Madison bands in Chicago at a Chicago venue, get a hotel, hang out the Navy Pier, go to some shop. You know, you can make
a great venue.
You can make a whole weekend out of coming to see a show. Yeah. So.
Music Vacations by Joey B. Banks.
Yeah.
I love it. Joey, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your stories with us. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure to come on the show, for sure.
Ural, it's great to see you again.
Thank you so
Congratulations on all the success with Automatic Love.
Thank you so much, sir.
Brett, it's great to meet you again here at the studio.
Yeah, you too.
Appreciate you guys coming in. Let's hear Blanket. This is from Play Machine. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.